Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. That, oh my goodness, we just got a report in at this very moment, breaking news on VFN Radio, that the prime minister of
Syria,
defected?
Yeah, he defected.
I'm going to get that. Oh, he's been defected. Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Oh, we got to find this out. John, can you be finding that out? We want to pass this on to you
King
this
Jordan
moment.
Was just talking about that.
Yeah, wow. Of course, that's Israel is in serious trouble in regards to, well, actually, Syria is in trouble because Israel's going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
That now that's in transition, for all those that are believers and Christians, we need to begin to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and protection over Israel. Remember that Syria has the largest stockpile of chemical weapons in the world. And now, you know, the question is who is going to be the one, who's going to be the one that replaces the Syrian president there?
Mm-hmm.
And according to what we're going to share with you today, that's going to be the same thing that's been replacing all the Arab countries. We have a word from John Paul Jackson of Streams Ministries that he spoke about this, and we have that available to you on VFN TV. But it looks like what we're seeing that on Fox News is reporting that he has defected.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something these guys who just leave their countries, you know.
Yeah.
Where did we see that before? Where did we see defecting before? Okay. The he's like, oh my goodness, did my shepherd just leave me? Anyway, so we'll report more on that in just a moment. But Syria's prime minister reportedly has defected, and state TV's reporting. The rebel spokesman said today, I had a crackdown from the president, and then everything just kind of turned on him. And next thing you know, he's gone. And so this is going to begin a transition of power. And if everything goes the way it's been going, you're looking at the Muslim Brotherhood coming into power also in Syria. And remember that the president of Syria, the former president who just defected, his father, you know, persecuted or just ran out of Syria, the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, every nation that's ever had the Muslim Brotherhood in it has always eventually outlawed them,
right,
their gatherings and all, and ran them out because such violence was done. And they believe in jihad, and the Quran should be the law, and they think that a caliphate should be set in place. And it looks like what's happening right now in the Middle East is a caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that things are coming together where they can put a caliphate, which means it's going to surround Israel. You know, a little small Israel,
right.
And you're looking at any moment, and we've been talking about this prophetically, that Israel's not going to sit by and let happen in the past what happened in the past. Their motto and their theme for existence is never again.
That's right.
And us, you know, as we're standing with Israel, we're saying we will not be silent. We will not remain silent. We will stand up for Israel. If you have not yet begun to support Israel through prayer, you know, the Lord says, if you'll pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you'll be blessed. And the way the enemy wins is when the church stops praying for Israel. And by the way, if Israel loses, which they won't, but if they get, you know, hurt or harmed, mm-hmm. it's like the second blow is going to be the church, you know, because whatever happens to Israel in the natural ends up happening to the church in the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to pray. As a matter of fact, let's just pray right now for Israel. Everybody that's listening to us today, just take a moment right now. Father God, I just lift up all of Israel, and I just pray protection, Father God, over the country. We pray for the Syrian people, Lord, all the ones that have lost loved ones and tragedies taking place, and just the rebels and the both sides of this, and the people have lost out through this, God.
Yes.
We just pray for mercy. We pray for the church in Syria, God, that you would protect the Christians there, that they would not be harmed, that you would protect the citizens there, and by your grace, Lord, that you would put a good government leader over Syria that loves Israel and that would protect Israel. You say in your word, Lord, that there would be a road that runs all the way from Lebanon through Egypt, and they would all be friends, and that we just pray, Father God, that you would do that.
Yes.
Give the prime minister, Father, give him wisdom on what to do, Father God. brace us as your church and how to respond. You know, cause CUFI to raise up Christians United for Israel to raise up and say, listen, stand with Israel. And Lord, we're days away from choosing our leader and whoever that's going to be, God. And we just ask you, Lord, for a leader that will stand with Israel, that will let your church be the church, and that we can tell people about the goodness of the Lord and win the Jew to Yeshua. Yes. And we just ask you for that protection now in Jesus' name.
Jesus. I'm reading here on the BBC. It says that Syria Prime Minister Riyad Hijab defects, and that he was just appointed 2 months ago by Assad. Oh. And now it looks like he's defecting, I believe, to Jordan. This is Syria. So the president apparently is still, Bashar is still in control, but the prime minister is defecting and is joining the opposition.
Well, then it's the prime minister is defected then.
Oh, right.
The prime minister, not the president.
Not the president. Okay.
Okay.
And we just need to keep him in our prayers. You know what Benjamin Netanyahu said the prime minister was, is that they're not concerned about, they're concerned about the time between the transition of power. You know, who has it now and who has it next. And obviously, when your prime minister, you know, is the one who's over everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Joseph was over Egypt. That's a serious thing when your right hand man's, you know, defecting. Right. And so we're just gonna keep him in our prayers. That means we're probably only hours away and days away from seeing transition of power. We can pray for this, and as we're continuing to pray for the protection of the church, because the church will be persecuted.
Absolutely.
It's already being persecuted now.
Absolutely. This is a direct quote from it. It says, I address you today at this grave hour where the country is living under the brunt of genocide and barbarian brutal killings. Then he says later on, says, today I declare that I have defected from this terrorist murderous regime and am joining the Holy Revolution. And I declare that from today on, I'm a soldier of the Holy Revolution. So he just totally flips sides here. So it's turning upside down.
And he has been horrific towards his people. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, America, we do not want a dictator.
Right.
That's why we don't want a tyrant. And that's the reason why, as we talk about the original intent, that's why the pilgrims, you know, came to America. And that's why General George Washington and all the troops stood up and began to fight, you know, for our freedom and revolution from the king who was a tyrant. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing what tyrants do. That alone should motivate us to say, you know, we need to revisit the original intent of our Constitution, that we're called to be free. You know, God's called us to be free. Our rights come from God. We're not free outside of God, but in God, in Christ, we're free. Mm-hmm. And to preach liberty, you know, to the captives. And we don't want that, you know, in our future, nor do we want that in Israel's future right there. Well, here we are coming to the end of the first hour. We've been sharing some pretty deep, deep stuff. And, you know, but it's important. It's important to know what's going on. If you're a king, you know, you need to know the state of your nation. You need to know the state so you can make a ruling. And here we're coming up right now. Your subjects are coming before you, and you have people that have been ruling in your kingdom. You know, and making laws and all, and what and those that are asking for permission from you to rule in your kingdom. And I encourage you first to go back and read the Constitution to realize what I'm telling you is true, so you understand that you have the authority. Secondly, you know, be Josiah. You know, go back and check yourself and what's in your temple. You know, and begin to repent and ask God to touch your heart and say, you know what? You know, I just didn't realize that I had that kind of authority. I've been told now for almost 100 years in America, as they've been trying to, the progressive type people have been trying to progressively change what was been around for 171 years. You know, God was honored in this country in every aspect of literature and science and schools and the government. And I mean, my country, 'tis of thee. I mean, it's of God. You know, everything that was up until, you know, 171 years into it, then just the recent last 50 years, the attack that's come down, a real big, huge push has been coming to fundamentally transform our nation. Now, we're not going to win it politically if we don't fall to our knees and win it spiritually.
That's right.
When we fall to our knees, we just don't stay in our sin and say, God, help America. We say, Lord, forgive me for my sin.
Forgive me
for the rebellion. You know, forgive me for all the things that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And earnestly mean it. You know, earnestly mean it and say, I'm going to repent. I'm going to have a repented life. And then once that is done, then begin to minister to your family and begin to get the mold out of your walls, if you would, in your own home, and mm-hmm. begin to clean your own house out. You know, mm-hmm. start you a little bonfire in your grill pit, or you may need a big fire pit in the ground, depends how much stuff, and let God mm-hmm. see you. Just don't go sell your idols at the local pawn shop.
Right.
You know, start a fire so God can see you, because he says they did evil in the eyes of the Lord. You know, and do it within your fire code. You know, make sure it's okay. You can do stuff there, because now your next ministry will be in prison, or get at least at the courthouse, or you get a fine. But you know, let God see you, you know, and your children or your spouse see you burning your idols, burning your mm-hmm. you know whatever it is. And then probably the biggest thing, we'll be talking about this in the future. There's just so much to talk about. Is you know, pornography and all the gossip and everything that's done with this particular thing called the internet, you know, and how that, you know, if you've done it in your heart, you've done it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And how most of God's people right now, maybe like 60-70%, according to statistics, that, you know, men are addicted mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. Dagon, which is the god of pornography and Asherah and all that. And which means this, it's a sin, repent, mm-hmm. and we'll talk more about that. But if you want to do something right now, go to besecure.com and begin to put stuff on your computers and just begin and just be real about it. You know, just be mm-hmm. real about it and realize this, it was the adversary. We're going to talk more. That's a whole program,
mm-hmm.
but realize that has to do with this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't stay in internet pornography, you know, and start asking God to change your leaders. You know, you're a king that's actually bowing down to Baal or Asherah or something like that, or Dagon. You're going to have to get right in your own heart. Mm-hmm. And if you're not around somebody who's teaching you this, you got to listen, you're going to answer alone before God. No matter what anybody tells, don't think you're going to have a whole bunch of crowd around you.
You're going
to stand all by yourself, no suspects or witnesses, and you're going to have to give account for your life. Not only for your life, but for every idle word that you said or and everything you did or you didn't do. And so, and that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody's been preaching messages like, oh, you just shout the blood of Jesus. And it's like, well, after you finish that shouting, then he's going to look at everything you did and everything you said, you know, and realize that's what's going to happen.
Right.
God knows us by our fruit. You know, what are we doing? And this is the word of God. That's what God says.
That's right.
And we can repent. That's all we have to do is repent. You know, he says that no one cries for justice. That's another teaching that's available on VFN 10. You got to get that, because you got to begin to cry for justice. But first, we got to go to the cross ourselves and let the justice that God served on his son on our behalf, and let that be on Jesus, so we can be right before God and then begin to cry out for justice in this world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.